Hey, I'm Mitzi, and welcome back to What's She On About? Did you miss me? Maybe not too much, because you can still hear me over at Brown Skin Girls, Brown Skin Girls podcast, which I still do with Kat, and that's G-U-R-L-S. You can find us wherever you find podcasts. That is still going strong bi-weekly, and I do hope you're subscribing. Hope you're subscribing to this as well. I'm hoping for bi-weekly, but could be monthly. Not sure. We'll gauge the interest. Happy Black History Month!
Okay, black on black, black my thoughts so black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking
out. Oh my God, I love this song so much. I be pumping it in my car just all the time. Not that I drive around much, because we are in a pancetta and it is not safe in these streets. Even though people are acting as though we are not in a global panera. I don't get it. But, you know, whatever. How have you guys been surviving the panzanella? Did you pick up any habits, any ways to cope? I've discovered that I can cook somewhat. I think I've only burned 2 pots, which is not bad. Not bad at all. My friend and I have started doing a walk and talk, which is great, where we just call each other and chat as we try to get our 10,000 steps. So that has been lovely. The other thing that I have started to do, which was very difficult to do before with like working hours and commuting and then just being tired, I'm reading so much more. It's fantastic. So fantastic. I think I mentioned this on our Instagram and probably our Twitter too, actually. But the town that I live in actually sent digital library cards to every home since the libraries were closed, still closed. And they sent these digital library cards and was like, look, here, if you don't have a library card, here's a temporary one, and you can check out our digital books, which is like absolutely brilliant. It's not just books, it's movies as well, depending on what app you're on, magazines, music, whatever, it's all available. And I was like, oh my God, this is the most fantastic thing ever, because all of a sudden, tons of time on my hands. Tons of time. Sorry, I didn't mean to sing. But yeah, lots of time on my hands. And so started reading. I used 3 apps, Hoopla, Libby, and Cloud Library. And probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 months in, I realized that I live in LA County, so I should be able to get an LA library book. Library card. And thank goodness I looked, because you can get a digital library card right on their website without having to go in. And when you log into those same accounts with the Los Angeles library card, all of a sudden a whole new world opens up. You can take out more books. You can put more books on hold. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And they have a bigger assortment of books. They have more books than my local town library, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So as I was doing the distraction tactics with Bastille, whenever they would pick a movie, a lot of the times I found the movie at the library, which was great if I couldn't find it on the streaming service. And I've also been getting into so many romance novels, because look, we are in a panorama, okay? I can't read heavy books. I can't read disturbing books. I'm just not going to do it. Give me the happily ever after. Give me the sly looks. Give me the only happens in the book where we pretend to be boyfriend and girlfriend and then realize we have feelings for each other. Give me the whole, I hate him, I hate her. And then it's like, oh my God, that hate has turned to love. Give me all of it. Give me the happily ever afters. That's what I want, okay? And if you're going to throw some naughty bits in there, I'll love you even more. All right. So I started WSOA reading, What's She On About reading. And so I have a thread on Twitter, which is at the WSOA show _, and on Instagram, which is at the WSOA show. If you look under highlights, you'll see some of the romance novels that I've been reading. It's actually been really great. I found quite a few with diverse couples, which have been fantastic. Oddly enough, I think I've read maybe between like 8 and 10 novels based on Pride and Prejudice and Persuasion, which I absolutely love. But they are based here in modern times. A lot of them are actually Indian, with Indian couples, and which I just, it's absolutely fascinating because it works, you know, it absolutely works. And I've really been enjoying the books that I found. Some great authors that I started following: Sonali Dev, Farah Roshan, Alicia Rye, Jasmine Gilroy. I hope I'm not butchering anybody's names. Alyssa Cole, Talia Hibbert. Oh my God. Talia Hibbert is Black. She's British. So, you know, I love her already. I'm not shy with my love of things English. And she's Black. Oh my God, I love that. But her protagonists, which I absolutely also really, really enjoy, are on the thicker side, on the juicier side, on the more statuesque, Rubenesque style side. And the guys that fall for them are like obsessed with every jiggle and every wiggle and just everything about them. And I absolutely love it. So I'm sure I'll do an episode on books at some point on these romance novels that I've been reading. I could even do an episode on the even naughtier ones that I found that are not even on that list, because my God, are they filthy? And I'm just like, that's between me and my library card. Some of the filthier books that I'm reading. Anyway, check out those highlights on Instagram and reach out. Let me know if you've read any of the books. I'd love to know if you've read any of them. So one of the things that we used to do on this podcast were the Idris Rivals. And that was because I was absolutely obsessed with Idris. That interest and that obsession has kind of waned a little bit. And honestly, it started when he got married. I know. Utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Because he had been dating her for a while. But he got married. And then it was like, oh, so you really like her. Yeah. Okay. I guess you really love her then. I mean, you married her. And now she's everywhere. She's your Instagram icon. She's in your interviews. You guys are creating stuff together. Okay. We get it. You love your wife. So stupid and so bitter about a man I've never met in my life and doesn't know who I am. Anyway, so rather than dwell, I've decided to move on. And since Kat's not here with me, I've decided to create my own sin bin. And I'm finding guys to put in the sin bin. And yeah, you'll have to let me know if you enjoy the men in the sin bin as well. So the first one is Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. Oh my days, he's so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Honestly, I think this is going to be my favorite bit of the podcast, just finding people to put in my sin bin. So you know Yahya. He is Black Manta in Aquaman. He was Cal in Watchmen. He's going to be in Candyman. And he was in that episode of Black Mirror with the VR game with Nicole Bahari and Anthony Mackie. Such a great episode. I have to actually watch that again. That's actually also where I discovered where I first saw Daniel Kaluuya. It was in an episode of Black Mirror. Anyway, back to Yahya and his gorgeousness. He's so pretty, pretty, pretty with his perfect teeth and his perfect skin that he takes care of as you watch him put his face mask on. Look. It's been a long pane dulce, and so I'm going to thirst if I want to. Okay, that's my business, as Tabitha says. You know, that's my business. Love, love, love the Thin Men. All right. So what are we on about today? Today we are on about Seriously Single. It's a movie on Netflix. It's a South African rom-com keeping with my theme of light, light, light. It came out back in July, I think. Yeah, it was in July. And I don't know why I even picked it, but I was like, whatever, why not? It could be good. And while I enjoyed the main characters, it was all about her best friend and her love interest that I was all about in this film. And that right there just tells you that it's a little bit different, because not only does the bestie get like a fully fleshed story almost, or fully fleshed story really, she also gets her own love interest. Oh, I love this movie. Love it, love it, love it. And what we're going to talk about today is definitely about the bestie and her man. Because the main character, she's all right, but she's like a little flighty. She's a little bit oblivious, a little stalkerish. Let me read you the log line. While her free-living bestie urges her to embrace singlehood, a social media expert craving commitment can't stop following the life of a former love. See? Stalker. I mean, she's cool and I like her ending as well, but whatever. Let's talk about the bestie. Okay, her bestie's name is Noni, played by Tumi Morake. Tumi Morake, I think. I hope I didn't mess up her name. Her love interest is Max, played by Yanda Thomas. Oh, love him. He's actually in another movie by these same directors called How to Ruin Christmas. How to Ruin Christmas, The Wedding, which is like a three-part, like, that was fantastic. And they left it on a cliffhanger. I really hope that they come back with that. Anywho. Okay, so let's talk about Noni. The first time you actually see her in this film, she is twerking upside down on a bar at a party. Okay? Loving, loving life. Yo, when they give us free, I want to be Noni. Like, I think I tweeted at some point, like, I want to emerge from this Panzanella like Noni. She's dope. She's unapologetic. She's a ride or die. She's just a badass, sexy character, you know? And I love it because she's a little bit thicker. She's a professional. And she just takes what she wants and doesn't deal with what she doesn't. I love her. Love her. So her story with Max. Oh, Max. He is actually the manager of their local bar that they go to quite a bit. At one point, Deneo gets completely trashed and he helps her bring Deneo home. You know, make sure she gets home all right, you know, and and Noni's like, thank you so much for helping me. And he's like, you know, I accept sex as payment. And she's like, come on, you got to get over this. We slept together once and that's going to be it, because like, I only sleep with guys just one time. And he's like, oh, come on. You know, like, can we at least be friends? And she's like, no, we can't be friends because we slept together. And just their interaction, it's so cute, you guys. You have to see this movie. Like, honestly, I want someone, hope on YouTube or something, to like, please, 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 just stitch together all these scenes of Noni and Max and put that together. Because that's what I really want. It's what I really, really, really want and really need in my life. Anyway, so a couple of months go by and she's still not paying him any mind. And then, you know, he's like, look, I'm going to have a karaoke night at the bar. You should come through. And, you know, she's like, why are you still bothering me? And he like unexpectedly gives her all these compliments. And she's just like, all right, you have 15 minutes. Use them wisely. I'm going to come. But you got 15 minutes. Use that time wisely. And he's like, grinning like an idiot. He's so happy. And she's just like, shut up. I freaking love it. So they end up going to that karaoke night. Deneo's off doing her like craziness. I'm not even really like, again, this is about badass, beautiful Noni and Max. So at the karaoke night, she's like, look, I've been here for 10 minutes. You know, he was like, I thought you said I had time. And she's like, I've been here for 10 minutes already. And he's like, look, I can do a lot in five. And so he goes up to do his song. She's like, no, I'm not joining you. And here's the thing that, oh, here's another thing that I really like about the movie. See, I can just go on and on and on. So I had no idea, but in South Africa, I guess they use a lot of different languages. So the movie is primarily in English, but they switch into different languages as they're speaking. You know, so like, you know, four or five sentences in English, and then they'll throw in Xhosa, or I'm not even pronouncing that right, am I? Look, they use probably close to 5-6 different languages in this film, and I absolutely love that. My family is Haitian, and we intersperse Creole into what we're saying all the time. You know, there are some words that I don't even know in English. I only know them in Creole. And, you know, it either I don't know it or it took me a while to learn it. Like, I can't tell you how old I freaking was before I realized that a pilon was a mortar and pestle. I had no clue, no idea. Always just went to the word in Creole. And, or, you know, if I'm talking to my mom, I'll switch it up in between, you know, two or three sentences in English and then one sentence in Creole. And so I think that's why I love it so much, that they so effortlessly and so seamlessly will switch between languages as they're talking. Ah, love it. Anyway, so the song he sings, I wish I knew what it was, but he sings this song on the karaoke stage that's got her open. She's like, oh my God. And she's like, oh, she starts kissing him again. And I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. I absolutely love them. Of course, Danao comes and ruins things because, you know, she's got her own drama going on, whatever. So he asks her out on a non-date date. And you're like, what? So they go bowling. And he's like, perfect non-date date. And she's like, don't say it like that. And he's like, what? And she's like, don't say it like it's a date. And he's like, you know what? It ain't got to be a date. I already got what I want from you. I already slept with you, so we're good. And she's like, oh my God, you're going down. And he's like, oh, I am. Like, your place or mine. And I was like, ah, so cute. They start the date off flirting. And it is by far the best montage I've ever seen in a movie. Just them playing bowling. The music is perfect. All the shots are absolutely perfect. They're having such a great time on this date. And she is just like loving it. And they're just so cute together. You know what I mean? Like, I love them together. I really do. They just have so many cute moments. And I'm so grateful to whoever wrote this movie that actually allowed us to have these moments. Because usually the best friend is there as a sounding board for the protagonist. They barely get much mention, much screen time, and they certainly don't get the guy. And he was a better guy than Danao had, honestly. So, like I said, love, love, love the movie. And this non-date date. Oh, it's just so cute. The music. Oh my God. When I tell you I like the song so much, I tried to Shazam it. I couldn't find it. I actually even at one point reached out to the music director of the film on LinkedIn because, yeah, that's me. That's what I do. I do these kinds of things. And shockingly, surprisingly, super, 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 super cool of him. He actually responded, if you can believe that. I couldn't believe it. I was really, really excited. Very, very nice of him, honestly. The problem is, of course, none of the music is available for purchase, but I'm like, oh my God, could you please? The song is called Me and You, and it's perfect for this montage. I swear it's definitely like the best rom-com movie date montage I've ever seen. I absolutely freaking love it. At one point, he sneaks over to her house when Danao is sleeping so that they can make out. And the other part that I love about this so much is, you know, she's just got her wig is gone. She's just got her cornrows. She's in like a tatty tank top and some boxer shorts. And he cannot keep his hands off of her. They're so funny as they're like making out all over the living room, making all this noise, trying to keep quiet, and they can't. And then Danao wakes up. And even as she's trying to hide him while she's talking to Danao, he's like right behind her, hiding in the chair, like pinching her butt and sort of just like trying to make her break as she's talking to Danao. They are so cute together. Of course, you know, it's a rom-com, so something has to get between them, and it does, but then they make up and it's beautiful and I love it, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, you guys have got to go watch this movie. I told my bestie, she absolutely loves it too. But you have to go see this movie, and I need for you to understand why I love this movie so much. I know it's not just me. I know others will appreciate its absolute brilliance and fabulousness. And when you see it, you will too. I promise you. Absolutely promise you that. I do. Anywho, that's what we're on about today, because loved, loved, loved that movie. Now, let's see. Ah, yes. Another segment we are calling Ain't That Some Shit. And I think the title is pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. So in today's Ain't That Some Shit news, Amy Cooper, you'll remember last year, around Memorial Day, in fact, the same day that George Floyd was killed, Amy fucking Cooper, a bird watcher in New York, called 911 and falsely accused a black man of harassing her, when in fact, all he was doing was telling her to put her raggedy ass dog on a leash like she's supposed to. Instead, she's like, stop filming me. I'm going to call the cops and tell them that you're harassing me. Right? Even though he wasn't. I'm going to tell them that you're hurting me. Even though he wasn't. And then she gets on the phone and proceeds to fake a call to the cops. Like, I'm just, you know, like, and he's harassing me. And her voice changes and everything. This bitch tried to murder him. I'm sorry. She tried to murder him, because there is no way, there is no reason, there is no other reason for her to harp on the fact that he is a black man harassing her, because she knows what the cop's usual response is. The usual response when it's quote unquote a black perpetrator is to shoot first and ask questions later. Yes? Thankfully, that was not the case in this circumstance. The video went viral. She lost her job. They even took her dog away from her for a little bit. But of course, gave the dog back because, you know, why would you suffer any consequences? Anywho, and at first we thought, oh, okay, you know what? Maybe something will come out of this, because the prosecutors charged her with falsely reporting an incident, which is a misdemeanor charge, which carries up to a year in jail. And it was like, okay, good. Because maybe now white people will stop using 911 as their personal concierge service whenever, you know, there's a black person around doing something, you know, minding their own business, doing their own thing, but you don't like it. So let me call the concierge, aka 911, to rid myself of them. Stupid cow. So the charges were dropped. Now, part of those charges being dropped is the fact that Christian Cooper, no relation, the guy that she, you know, called the cops on, didn't want to press charges. Yeah. Don't know what the fuck that was about. But because he did not want to move forward with the case, the prosecutors really were having a tough time actually charging her. So they recommended her going to some fucking woo-woo center on racial bias, and having done the program, they're dropping the charges. Like, five lessons is gonna keep is going to teach her anything. It's so annoying. You see why this would be in Ain't That Some Shit News. Because ain't that some shit? Ridiculous. All right. That's our show. Was that cool? It wasn't too long. It's just me yammering, so I didn't want to talk too much. But yeah, I think it was okay, right? It's all right. It's fine. It's good. It's good. You'll come back. I hope you'll come back. All right. So don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We are on every platform, I think, at this point, except for Amazon, because I don't know about their terms of service. I'm going to have to check that out. But I also don't know that many people listening to podcasts on Amazon. If you listen on Amazon, let me know. Yeah? Okay. Follow us on Instagram. Like I said, we're at the WSOA show. On Twitter, it's at the WSOA show _, because Twitter wants to play with my original account and has suspended it. Rude. And if you want to email us, we are at the WSOA show @gmail.com. And because I don't want to end the episode on Ain't That Some Shit, I want to end the episode on something I'm calling tentatively Happy Happy. I read this thing where this guy says that his toddler, whenever she's doing something that makes her happy, she just shouts out happy, happy. Like, she's so happy. She's just screaming happy. And I've had a few moments where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to scream happy. And I like it. And so I've also been buying things that make me happy. And one of those things is a Black Panther cordless mouse. His eyes light up. I absolutely love it. I use it every day for work and I am absolutely loving it. If we ever go back to the office, I'm not going to be able to bring it with me to the office because someone is definitely bound to steal it because it's that dope. But I absolutely, absolutely love it. I really, really do. So that is my happy, happy at the moment. And I hope you have some things that are keeping you happy right now during this pancetta. And I hope this podcast is one of them. All right. So I'll be back. Goodbye for now.